아래랑은 좀 이외신 된 소용 뭐 미아자 니엘 나는 주임 소사 집장 제월 소사 집장 사이드 대 소사 집장 제디 옛날 준주권에 대 소사 집장 제디 안티크 돌리시 뒤엔 차상 상화치어레세 안디고마 제월레세 대디네 자랑은 가상 오딘마 슈시네 돈달람
가르슈바레란데 가상한 좀 안주기다 초세 유초 차세 유디 차사바데 슈로와 차사바데 지난다 차세 유디랑 안주기 간에 섬당 오래란나 유디라 안에 에 지게 안주기 엔 젬링기 제사시디게 바뒤 장단년바 뒤뒤 바도메바 제 뒤리리게 된도야 안에 지게 상이기 신감 안 장단년바 뒤다 장단년바 유바메바 제 데네
데니게 상기 디 콜이야 안 자주 심어 봐도 매 봐슈 비시 데니게 유초 차세 유디 데네 시삼다 안 데네 대군로데 심제 탐지도 상교고 봐도 비시도 군로 자주 심요 군내랑으로 와 군로데 데네다 다니는 주게 차세 유급다 네 에 아는 류유권에 류유권에 가르삼당으로서는 류디야 능한 주게
ดูจานาเนี่ยเปลือยปอดโตเมบะเยบะชิซัมดาอิซัมดาทีเนี่ยซัมเนี่ยยี่อยู่กันเนี่ยซัมเนี่ยการตั้งวัวเนี่ยทีนี้กี่เด้อเอ่อที่ดูจานาเนี่ยเปลือยที่เดียร์เลยยาชิงคำที่เดียร์เนี่ยเนี่ยสังเกตันที่ควรเลยจะชิซัมปอดโตเมบะที่สมอยู่กุศลที่สอยู่กุศลที่ยืนเดียร์อันนี้จะเกะจำยี่เจ้าชิซัมเนี่ยเป็นพันธุ์ดูกันยามเลงยืนเดียร์ที่พ่อเจนเจอันนี้ทีนี้ดูสิ่งเดียร์เปลือยทั้งเนี่ย
Good morning. So we started last night to look at the chapter on the meditation session. And the first topic of meditation will be how to relying on the spiritual teacher. Where we are in the text, though, is before one engages in the actual meditation, that of relying on the teacher, one engages in six preparations for that actual meditation session. And at the end of our session last week, we looked at the first four, of which included the generation of refuge and bodhicitta. With that in mind, then one visualizes the merit field, and then one starts with the process of accumulation and purification, which is to prepare the mind so that genuine paths can be generated within. So last night then, we started to look at this fifth preparation, which is that of accumulation and preparation, and it's presented in accordance with the seven limb practice. So we started to look at the first of the seven limbs, that of prostrations. So when one engages in prostrations, we saw first there was a verse where one prostrates in a condensed manner with body, speech and mind, and thereafter the prostrations are expanded on with first physical, then mental, and finally verbal. So when one engages in physical prostrations, one is doing so to innumerable Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And when one engages in physical prostrations, the specific feature of that practice is one visualizes innumerable bodies of oneself making prostrations to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Then in mental prostrations, there the meditation is that these innumerable Buddhas and Bodhisattvas before one imagines that on every atom there is a Buddha surrounded by countless Bodhisattvas, all within the pure land of that Buddha. And it's to them that one is going to make prostrations, but one also there reflects on emptiness. So this in brief is what we looked at last night.
And the issue is that I have a question about the same thing.
Now we'll continue with verbal prostrations, which in the printed book is at the top of page 47, and in the handouts in the middle, page
52.
Verbal prostration is set forth in the stanza. I extol the good qualities of all the Buddhas. I praise all the Suggatas with the sounds of an ocean of songs in voices of inexhaustible seas of praise. From each of the bodies emanate innumerable heads, and from each of the heads again innumerable tongues, singing inexhaustible praises of the object's excellent qualities to sweet melodies. Here songs are praises, and their voices, that is their causes, are the tongues. The word ocean conveys a great quantity.
As
I mentioned as a translator last night in the Tibetan, this was the first half or the first line of each verse. The verse itself is not in the Lamrim. So Geshe now just recited the verse in its entirety as we have it in the book.
Looking
at the verse, the first line in the Tibetan is our final line in voices of inexhaustible seas of praise. So just before I go on with Geshe's explanation of that line, I'll just read the literal translation of the Tibetan so you can see how often the translation may differ. So it says, literally, so this is the fourth line in English, the first in Tibetan. Those praise inexhaustible oceans. So plural for oceans. That's all. So then the translator needs to make it into something, and hence we have in voices of inexhaustible seas of praise. So that's a little different from Geshe-la's explanation, which I'll come to now. So those refers to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Then they are being praised, or we are praising them. And inexhaustible refers to their inexhaustible good qualities, the excellent qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. These are inexhaustible in number. And to emphasize the inexhaustible number of qualities, the imagery of oceans is used, or we have seas. So what we have here is inexhaustible seas refers to the inexhaustible qualities, the innumerable qualities of the Buddhas, and that is what is being praised.
As I give the 原点，哦，原点的，就让原点地图，就让原点地图，就让原点地图，那些什么人地图啊？啊，就让别，诶，这些啊，我写的都是，嗯，就让下边要我查的，就让的要我好糊涂，那地图啊，等下，可原点，就像三级了呀，三级，那万米三百是的，三级原点，结束拿心，包都没把点的都点的都是吧？嗯，起码，那个把注意些了，那把是，就让那个注意些的，就像咱那个注意的余地。 三级级，搿是就学校里嘛，从那搿里了呢。三级级原点报到没把的，原点的学校的生活了。那你从咱俺搿能是俺不去过了是呢？俺不觉得他那搿能去过了是呢？杨姨杨老师说扎过你，杨是杨姨杨老师说扎过你，是的。杨老师这样子个杨是的青年部，当年部的，写了我说的当年部大学的杨是我的杨，对俺俺这里的青年部大的杨姐。 杨老师的，他专业不当时给具体嘛说呢？可是我说那个具体杨老师的，这当建议把他们的嘛，俺家的中国话是杨老师的，就是杨老师建了，建了，建了，建了，建了，俺那个当年不当前呢，杨老师也属于这，报都没把这，工资别的，原来也是没把的，俺家都是年不要我当前，俺。 那这就借当建了店呢，那你得了店呢，专业部当前我不去跟你说的，那这杨姐杨老师说这个你，原来现在的有人了我嘞，有，那这专业部才有个人的用我是呢借当建了的用过了哇，借当建没呢，这就要嘛了哇，就是的杨老师，就是杨老师有，就是专业部当前这的有的个人了呢借当建了店呢，啊呢。
The, for us, the fourth line in English, this presents the those or what is being praised, and what is being praised is the ocean of inexhaustible qualities of the Buddhas. That is what is being praised. And then the second line in the Tibetan, our third line, with the sounds of an ocean of songs. So, it would be really difficult to translate in into English, but what we have here is the word for sounds. This is literally branches or limbs, so as in seven limb prayer or branches of practice. But what it refers to is the cause. And we see this later in the commentary, that the cause of the praise is the physical tongue. So, with tongues of an ocean of songs would be more literal. So this, so the main point here is that fourth line for us is expressing what is being praised, and then how so, with the cause being one's tongues of an ocean of songs.
就是你这个人，假使男性，假使照顾医生，假使男性是那报都没把那个了哇。就是他报都没把，他的起个的是那，就是绿了，这些俺是绿，恰是有个绿就过来，恰是绿绿长大年被绿报都没把追着哇。不是绿人家的过来的有了哇的，是不是绿过来的？这过报都没把有的了哇。过报都没把有的过来的人接，报都没把有把追上当。
等那接报都没把有把上当，查询的等查报都没把那个了哇，这咱你说的，你养了家属，查询就是养了，养了是的，刚才给国报都没把追，国人也来养养了，那俺就查询也给救，俺养了接报都没把追，接报都没把追，就咱报都没把是家属拿的，报都没把养了，家属拿些，等那个家属呢追些呢，等那。
When in the previous verse, one already imagined one having innumerable bodies, and with which one offers physical prostration. Here, in this verse, we call to mind that those innumerable bodies, of course, have heads, and each head has a tongue, and the tongue is the cause for the songs of praise that are offered here. So here we remind ourselves of these oceans of, so the word ocean, it shows vastness, vast and expansive. So we had in the previous line that we have it as seas. This refers to the qualities, the vastness of the qualities of the Buddha. Here in this line, it shows the vastness of the tongues within the heads, within the innumerable bodies that are offering praises to the good qualities of Buddhas. Here, what we are calling to mind when we reminding ourselves of what we have already imagined of us being in innumerable bodies with therefore innumerable heads and innumerable tongues and offering these beautiful songs of praise, or rather than the word songs, Geshe has in the past described it, it really refers to there being a chant with melody. So one could rather say melodious praise. And one is offering so as part of a large community, one's entire, this vastness of one's imagined emanations, offering melodious praises. And we can liken that to if one on one's own is offering a mandala, this is just one voice offering a mandala. But if one is part of a large choir and offering a mandala, then it is done so much more forcefully, having so many more tongues making this offering. The third line in the Tibetan is our first line. I extol the good qualities of all the Buddhas. Here we should include with Buddhas, Bodhisattvas as well. The Tibetan literally is Buddhas and plural. But Geshe says this includes the Bodhisattvas. And this then is made, is expressed again in the fourth line in the Tibetan, I praise all the Sugatas. And here so we should also with Sugatas include the Bodhisattvas who are in the retinue of all these innumerable Buddhas that one is visualizing before them. So one praises their qualities of their, expressed through their physical activities, the qualities expressed through their vocal activities and their qualities of their mind. So those qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas one here extols or praises.
Gopato meba samta, gorile, jebato meba yuba samta,
To understand this offering of a verbal offering of praise and prostration, this is quite straightforward. One's adding in the addition to these innumerable bodies of oneself that one has visualized, the awareness that they have heads and tongues, and all of them together in harmony, acting like a choir, are offering praise to the inconceivable qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that are imagined before one. So that, in brief, is this practice. Offering of verbal prostration. This process is very similar to what we looked at last night. In fact, it should be clear how these all blend into each other, build on each other. So first, one develops the motivation the determination that I myself will guide each and every mother being to attain or develop within themselves a state that is completely freed of all suffering. So this is the generation of bodhicitta. And with that as one's motivation, then one visualizes or imagines before one innumerable Buddhas on every atom. And on each atom, each Buddha is abiding in their own pure land, surrounded by uncountable bodhisattvas. One recalls then their incredible and innumerable excellent qualities relating to their physical behavior, their speech, and their mind. And then one imagines what one imagines before one, and then what one imagines around oneself is oneself in uncountable bodies with heads and tongues. And these are the bodies that offer prostration, but also they offer physical prostration, but also offer verbal prostration. So in this way, one engages in the act of prostration with one's body, speech, and mind.
Now, I'm going to give you some data. Chat
It's quite possible when hearing about a practice like this, one may think, but why should we do it like this? This is not in accordance with reality. I know I only have one body. And now I have to imagine myself with innumerable bodies and all with heads and tongues doing this practice. This seems a little strange. So whilst this is the case for us right now, this will not always be the case. Through engaging in the cultivation of the varying stages of the path, generating these paths within oneself, through the power of one's single-pointed concentration, later one will be able to generate emanations. And as one develops along the paths ever further, one will have so many emanations that they will be accurately called uncountable. So whilst this is not our current reality, this will become our reality. So here we are generating an aspiration and a recognition of what actually is possible. So to emphasize the purpose of practicing in this way, we can take some illustrations from our own lived experience and see how actually we do practice in our daily life in this way, or live in our daily life in this way. So let's take an illustration of someone who's wanting to build a particular house. Before they build anything, they have an aspiration to build that house. Then they develop a vision of precisely what they want to build. Based on this vision, they will have a determination to gather together all the causes that are required, which will bring about the construction of their home. Without such a vision, nothing would have come about. But with such a clear vision, one achieves exactly what one set out to do. And likewise, in our world, during our lifetime, we have seen so many inventions, things which never existed in our world before, and now suddenly they do. So for us, when we come across these and we perceive them or hear about them for the first time, they are completely new. But for them to have been brought into existence in our world, someone had to give rise to an aspiration and then a vision. And due to the strength of that vision, they strove to gather all the causes and create something that had never been perceived before. So too, with us developing our own spiritual qualities, qualities that we are yet to attain across the streams of lifetimes, this can come about. And by having a clear vision, this will come about. When we hear about emanations, this may again sound really bizarre because it's something quite far from our own lived experience. But a way to approach starting to understand this is really through coming to recognize the incredible power of the mind. So recall times when you really haven't been happy. Perhaps you've been ill, perhaps you've been angry. Whoever meets you will see that. Before you say anything, they'll read that in your body that you're not in a good mood, you're not in a good place right now. But we also know, through your training in meditation, when such minds arise like that, one can counteract them, ease one's mental anguish, and when one does so, and one's mind becomes transformed and peaceful, when others encounter you, they'll perceive your same body very differently, because they'll see, now you're in a good mood, now you're approachable. So there we see, in our own lived experience, how our mind has a direct impact on our body. And as our mind develops to a degree that we in this life have not experienced, that of powerful concentration, through the power of the mind, one can then emanate one's own body.
Jangju Jesus,
and gains the path of meditation, and then the path of seeing, and the first ground, the first bodhisattva ground, they can, in that moment, emanate 100 bodies. These 100 bodies can go to 100 different places, and these bodies are, of course, completely formed. They have heads, they have tongues, and therefore, they can each engage in teaching the Dharma. So there you have 100 bodies teaching the Dharma. And this comes about through the cultivation or the transformation of the mind. It comes about through the power of the mind, in particular, the mind of concentration. Therefore, I say this to emphasize the importance to transform one's mind. And here, in this fifth preparation, we are preparing our mind through accumulation and confession. Accumulation and purification, we are preparing our mind to radically transform it, to generate paths within.
He
has presented some reasons to explain why the practice is constructed in this way. So I encourage you to think about these and settle them within yourself, maybe come up with further reasons from your own side. And this is important to do. Because it's very easy to read something like this and think, oh, this is for childish, this is for intellectually unsophisticated people, this is something from another culture, I can ignore it, it doesn't apply. But when one understands the reasons behind something, then trust or belief in that will grow, and one will practice in a way that will bring benefits. So therefore, here as everywhere, to think for yourself, to use your own intelligence and to analyze, this is important to do. Great benefit comes from this.
Zen
So looking at the first line in Lama Tsongkhapa's commentary, or the first sentence, from each of the bodies emanates innumerable heads, and from each of the heads again innumerable tongues, singing inexhaustible praises of the object's excellent qualities to sweet melodies. So the Tibetan starts with inexhaustible praises of the object's excellent qualities. So the inexhaustible relates to the excellent qualities. So this was mentioned above in terms of the verse. So the inexhaustible isn't the inexhaustible number of praises, but the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the objects, their excellent qualities are inexhaustible. And that, and to them, praises are offered. And then Spetson continues with from each of the bodies emanates innumerable heads, and from each of the heads again innumerable tongues. I think I should read it that far. The second sentence here, songs refers to praises, so that's in our English, the third line, and their voices, so that's in our fourth line. Those are the causes or the tongues. So that was the word mentioned before, that is actually normally as limb or as branch, or perhaps division. And that here actually refers to the causes of the praises being offered, and that is the tongues. And as mentioned, the word ocean conveys a great quantity.
The chuva puyedela, lana yubi chuva seda, lana mibi chuva seda, lana yubi chuva seda, nga zugi, chige, bishita yedigin chuva puyedela, lana yubi chuva seda, chuva puyedela, lana mibi chuva seda, nga zugi chidin kamle, timedigin, dile chapa do papa, ini, nijanjusimba, papa da, disugi, longjuegi, yendendigile, lana mibi ki,
That concludes then the presentation of the first of the seven limb practice, that of prostration. Then we come to that of offering, the second one. So offering, as we see in the text, as for the limb of offering, surpassable offerings. So we see here surpassable, and over the page will be unsurpassable offerings. So the difference between the two is surpassable clearly states there is something that surpasses it, because it is surpassable. There is something better. So these are the kind of offerings that we, as ordinary beings, can make. And we know, even amongst ordinary beings, what we have access to, the kind of offerings we make, there are other things in this world which are far greater than what we have access to. We have our limitations, even within the world. But then unsurpassable, what that refers to is beyond the capacity of ordinary beings to offer in this manner. It refers to how bodhisattvas can make offerings, both ordinary and Arya bodhisattvas. They are the ones who can make unsurpassable offerings. And unsurpassable offerings are offerings that there are no greater offerings than what is unsurpassable. Whereas for ourselves, we limit it to surpassable offerings.
Mm-hmm. 其实喇嘛写的,巧度给我压学的那个时候,退休了,满足给喇嘛写的,压学的。其实当然,其他人,然后就给,满足喇嘛的,所说的压的,其实喇嘛的,我的,今天是喇嘛,喇嘛是的,其实喇嘛没把写的,但压学的时候,喇嘛没把,上一个原点的一个,但喇嘛没把原点,上一个欠把的一个,喇嘛没把欠把的。 他生意讲究先把他俺讲究先把他就是欠把的也拉那没把的嘛的压手的嘛的，但是拉那鱼没塞的，压手的了拉那没把了，你刚来也个没把的，对了，拉那没把了，拉那拉那是拖啊没把，是不咯的？拉那没把，地里拖啊要嘛的了，对，地里压个就要嘛的那个咯。现在拉那鱼把了，地里拖啊就要来塞过过了吧？现在地里压手的嘛的，地里压个要来塞过过了，今天讲究先别个原点的个。
拉那没别原点的嘛的，拉那有别原点的，地刚拉原点所有的是地里压个水了上去了有的，上去一个个，那土一千百一些的，但拉那没把的了，地里压个去千百压个去没了哇，我都是呢，原点来这边呢，拉那有别原点，拉那没别原点下的，当然这个全部也在了，咱们他们呢，拉那有别压小的，压小嘛也不晓得，那这个都是俺这个，俺这个，俺。
These terms, surpassable and unsurpassable, are used in varying contexts. But the meaning is quite clear. If something is unsurpassable, there is nothing that surpasses it. It is supreme. Whereas surpassable, this perhaps is the best that can be hoped for right now, but there is something better. So in terms of, for example, qualities, the qualities of ordinary beings are really pale in comparison to the qualities of bodhisattvas. And those of Arya bodhisattvas are significantly greater than those of ordinary bodhisattvas. But all these qualities of ordinary beings, bodhisattvas and Arya bodhisattvas, are all surpassable. The qualities of a Buddha, they are unsurpassable. But in terms of making offerings, what one offers, there is the distinction between surpassable and unsurpassable is a bit different. Those offerings that can be made by ordinary beings are all surpassable. Even those perhaps the wealthiest amongst us, their offerings too are surpassable, because the offerings of the bodhisattvas surpass that of ordinary beings. But the offerings of bodhisattvas is truly unsurpassable.
你那些当然就嘛，现在的必须当的，我看了新布，那那没把这些写了不呢？但看了新布，这里也个新布，新嘛就要嘛的，现在就过来吃个了。那你，俺这个，看了就，那那没被新布了，人民都是呢，那那有把这些，那那有被新布，新布学下来，那的，看了新布下来的，哦，这新布这些的，这里新学的人民啥的，古古罗的，这里给必须，必须当班的，农民的必须当个嘛的呢，当然都是当班的，我看了新布，那那没把这些写了的，但看了新学的，这里新嘛，看了新嘛就要嘛的，现在就过过罗的。
So in jerking around, one can use these terms in a variety of contexts. Eating delicious food and you want to praise the host and tell them how wonderful their meal is, one can call it unsurpassable. And that's quite clear. Whereas maybe one's own cooking can be a bit disappointing, and that would be surpassable. You've had better and you hope that you will once again have better. But where it's generally used is in relation either to offerings, as here, or in terms of excellent qualities amongst beings.
那你嘛，那也比个吃个便宜的了，当然这个都是便宜的了。 다지 소라데 찍데래야 라나 유비기 쳐바니 메도 담바시에서 찍지니데스 메도 담바니 나타당 미 메도 미도 준비기 신만남소스 차와니 메도 나서 빼네 유바데스 니니가 외당 쳔마 담제도 신년니 아니 르모 규제나 소비 자오 진짜 되네게 나 주바니 아니 부의 지신비게 대구 되네 아 두니 두 남게 초고 어디 봐 들어오셔야 돼. 안 돼요. 아니 나마 체제들의 니요라고 그러고 앞에는 매도 담바 창화 담바다 신년 남다 주보 두조다 말매 주도 뒤배 담바 개화지다는 주보 이세데 니마 체제들의 신도 말매 단에 뻬라 로바데 짐 지심라 외사와 진보치 외사와 두바니 두부 자와다 나지바오 나자 담바니 응괴기 초고 지쇼니 도숨도 징에 다비 지우괴비 출라 소바오 체마 부바니 뿌에 신비 체마 도르신 두두 루위기 툼부르 제밤 지우콜기 니비기 춘 체비위 인바 자다 응암 르블라 냠바오 괴바니 괴바 고마꾼지 군성 조와라 데 파바다 아니 쩨바다 나소바라 자오 어디바도 도와주신데
Then Geshe read out the entirety of the first part to do with sapaskal offerings, which are set forth in two stanzas. I offer these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas fabulous flowers, glorious garlands, cymbals, scented balm, precious parasols, excellent butter lamps, and superb incense. I offer these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas sublime garments, supreme scents, sachets of fragrant powder equal to Mount Meru, and every wonderful thing in a splendid array. Then Lama Tsongkhapa's commentary. Fabulous flowers are marvelous specimens of divine and human flowers. Glorious garlands are many different kinds of flowers strung together. Both together encompass every actual and imaginary flower. Cymbals are the sounds of traditional instruments and the like. Scented balm is a mixture of fragrant perfumes. Precious parasols are the finest of parasols. Butter lamps are fragrant, radiant lights from things like incense or butter, as well as glowing jewel lights. Incense refers to combinations of fragrant substances and to single ones. Sublime garments are the finest of clothes. A supreme scent is water and the like pervaded by a scent that fills the billion world systems with fragrance. The sachets of powder are packaged powders of fragrant incense, suitable for scattering and burning, or the colored sand powder of a mandala in multiple layers as wide and high as Mount Meru. Array joined at the end to all the above means a great quality, artfully and colorfully arranged.
And the Niggy Chupuye Zedi Yepa, Jangi Yagor, Dagaji Chupuye Zedi Yepa, Dalana Zedi, that the Niggy, this I medo damba, chow, medo damba, chow damba, as a medo damba, said the medo said it, Anzugi, me, Anzugi, Mili, you became medo dam, and the Jigger. Hala yubi medo, ane denege yakuti yesi ori medo. Dinane medo damba ni, lada mi medo, midu chubi ki silma nam soo sikuduwa, silma. Silma sinan anu zikudu sinan pa jis tueba dikele silma sikuduwa. Denege, o denege da du sinan anu medo puyege, da puyege medo dele le medo dang, ane anu mi medo, midu chubi asin baya yakuti yesi ori, yakuti ki ningwa mu. That dile gore jere.
The first line of commentary, fabulous flowers are marvelous specimens of divine and human flowers. So it refers to all freshly picked and beautiful flowers that are from both the human and God worlds. So these are what are being offered. And so these are refers to freshly picked flowers.
And similarly with glorious garlands are many different kinds of flowers strung together. So here one can imagine garlands of single colors as well as garlands of multiple colors mixed together. Whatever one finds magnificent, this is what one offers.
Lama Tsongkhapa continues, both together encompass every actual and imaginary flower. So the actual flowers then refers to those of the human and God realms and arranged either as bouquets of picked flowers or as garlands or as petals of flowers. So for example, when a lama comes, one may scatter petals, or one may put petals within the seven offering bowls. One may put petals in the one representing flowers. So when it refers to actual, then it refers to actual flowers of the human and God realms. And imaginary flowers. So this, we could include the modern plastic flowers in there. So both together encompass actual and imaginary flowers. Lama Tsongkhapa continues, symbols are the sounds of traditional instruments and the like. Symbols we know is one, but one type of instrument, but it refers to all the other traditional instruments that we're used to. But one shouldn't feel restricted to only offering traditional instruments. One can offer modern instruments as well, and offer the type of instruments that are used both by humans and gods. One doesn't offer all sources of sound. For example, the sound of weapons being used. That makes a sound, but that is not what one offers. Rather, one offers the instruments, both traditional and modern, used by humans and gods.
其他当时都拿了，俺这个什么开始带的米粒啊，俺这个这个这边搞不了，罗马的开始带的，你那边个什么来啊？搞了嘛，所以都要去我们这个去跟我罗啊，就是相当不错的。那这个他的就是米粒啊，对什么来啊？马里西杰、阿姆扎原来的，现在原来给这一地，他就去我去那，俺这个嘛，他这个是的，不毛也把路吃过来。
The guidance in terms of what sources of sound one offers is really as simple as this. Whatever types of sound brings joy to the mind, this is what one offers. The sources of sound that does not bring joy to the mind, these are not offered.
As
scented balm is a mixture of fragrant perfumes. So we should understand this being as a mixture, meaning a wide variety of different fragrant perfumes. And parasols, these receive when His Holiness is teaching, that before Him, someone is carrying a parasol.
Lama
Tsongkhapa continues, butter lamps are fragrant, radiant lights. So the butter lamps, these we know, these days they're made from wax, but traditionally they're made from butter, and that butter itself has an aroma. So here one imagines it's pure butter, and the aroma is pleasant. And butter lamps are fragrant, radiant lights from things like incense or butter, as well as glowing jewel lights. And of course, in modern times, we offer from electric lights too. So this too we can include here.
Just that the Dinigi Mara, the Puy Margit in the Sushi, Chumapia, Sushi, or what?
Remaining with the butter lamps, fragrant radiant lights from things like incense or butter. So when the lamp could be from burning incense, it could be from butter that's on its own, that's fragrant, or mixed with incense and so forth. But what is should really be understood from understanding of being fragrant is that the aroma is something that people find pleasant and certainly doesn't harm. In concluding with incense refers to combinations of fragrant substances and to single ones. So the incense made from traditionally from solely natural ingredients, then these may or may not be combined. So either single, just of one type, or combined. But again, the main thing is that the fragrance is something that is both pleasant and not at all harmful.
这张就不会的话，就原来原来就是完全不会的，就是新三百多，新三百最，俺这里也不会给金百也会，最多什么那么接近，等于所有有的加油不会少，加吧些的，忙不急忙，动的少，加就少些了哇。就那几把是麻将，就真正新的，真正新新款的金百货，新款过没得单位的金百货少了哇，哦的，可少些是干嘛？可让些见的金百有了哇，这张可让给。
So some incense are made from combining a number of substances, some of which will be from trees and bushes, but also may combine oils and so forth. So this would refer to a combination of fragrant substances, and single ones refers to the fragrance of incense made from a single tree that's or single bush that is not mixed with anything. Sublime garments are the finest of clothes. This then refers to offering the very finest of clothing from the human and God realms. And these we would know would be beautiful to see. They would be made of the finest fabrics, excellent quality, and completely clean. And in the second sentence, a supreme scent is water and the like, pervaded by a scent that fills the billion world systems with fragrance.
Then, 前面不完呢, 这不会觉得前面说的前面普瓦普瓦普玛尼不会那执行不前面是的新不会被新不会的给怕动静的怕三八难是说学的三八难些第一怕没扎当然不能这么有的跟怕这个没当毛就都是呢 직도를 잡으네 임마하고 여정인데 시그로데 제단지 체마체 체마품마세디 부의신비 체마다 도신 두두룽과 퉁불을 제바 퉁불을 제바라는 되니게 잠바디파 직 진례제 루제 바파 도도도서의 퉁보세 되니게 체마품마 르럽세데 되니게 따두진 진데 바 뿡진 바 르럽나진 베 챵보슈 진데 뿡진 바 푸야딜야 에 체마품마 르럽
Lama Tsongkhapa continues, the sachets of powder are packages of powders of fragrant incense suitable for scattering and burning. So again, this can be many different kinds of natural incenses, or they can be single kinds. And then the Tibetan goes on, and arrange in multiple layers as wide and as high as Mount Meru. And sachets of powder also refers to the colored sand powder of a mandala, and this too is arranged in multiple layers as wide and as high as Mount Meru. And the final term Lama Tsongkhapa clarifies is that of array. Joined at the end to all the above means a great quantity, artfully and colorfully arranged. So as it's written here, then this describes that the offering that is being made is extremely beautiful and pleasing to behold.
That concludes looking at those offerings which are surpassable. So these are of the human and god realms. In particular, one would understand the desire, referring to the desire realm gods. So these being surpassable, whilst they may be the very best that we can offer, there are offerings that do surpass these, that are greater than these.
Lana maybe chuba said that city, Lana maybe mebani, chuba lana mebani, chuba ganam shesuki, six city, city, chuba ganam lame, and jeshawa, dedal, tamje jawalayam, sambo chula, tibi, topta, yawakuna shasu chuba, he said, six city, ligore, six city, six jay, chisanda, donda de ma, chidu, lana yubani, lana. Lana Yubani Jitin Bichaba in Bichita, Lana Yuba said Jitin Bichaba, Eche, that Jitin Bichi Kanshi at Girwa, Imbe, Dirini, Janju Semba, that Lana maybe Chuba said, Taditi, Chuba said, Dirini, Janju Semba, or Sopa, Tu Cheva, Namki, one Sangutuba, said.
The text continues. Unsurpassable offerings are set forth in the stanza. May all those unsurpassable and vast offerings appear before all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Through the power of faith, along with virtuous deeds, I pay homage and make offerings to all the conquerors. Surpassable offerings are those of worldly beings. This here is everything good and emanated by powerful beings such as Bodhisattvas.
Lana maybe, Lana maybe, Cheva said the Karate, Dini, Janju Semba, Soba, Tucheva, Namji, Sangu Juba, Janju Semba, Papa, Janju Semba, Papa, 你随意，你定义性，你比对比，具体给他，你那个，他区别不要就再报上面把这个了，那那那没被缺乏噻，当然这个，啊，几点二十呢？但，诶，新建的呀，你缺不缺个？上届的缺不缺个？那有些的嘛，直接低了他话是没办法的，那那那没被缺乏噻。
The first line of the verse, may all these unsurpassable and vast offerings. It's unsurpassable, again, it means there's nothing greater than this, and these unsurpassable offerings are generated through the incredible concentration of
bodhisattvas. 其实你那个八三心的格外远点定义经验对比主体的八三心，第二也没做到八度没吧？那你全部当瞬间里，俺就是过海的，刚过不一年，这约定，恰上约定的那个，哎，缺乏一点，这的给不要的给他，让他没有缺乏。第二就是几点把，几点别给他，苦啊吧，他那没了要嘛了吧？他来要嘛没来要嘛？今天啥的都是那样子，结束。
不要的，地面别给他，江雪山别给，猪别给他，这定义性的对不对？猪的别给他，买多少当？俺那这个那些，罗马城呀，拉萨巴达的那个，那这个，那说白了，巴东没法子，也有巴拉的那个不要的给了，那没别去巴的，不要，这的给，这的，俺地那些江雪山就猪别，江雪山，江雪山把那没有关别，但不要给这的了，那这个，啊，告诉我的。
东北人都被写了，定义这个被定义这些了，咱们以前讲究什么工别个什么，这些车上，俺们全部不要给这些个了哇，不要给这些。我都是呢，你说哪能没被，不要给，当然是几点把，几点可怕把了面对看见，俺就全部要这些人家，哪能没有缺乏些？好多给咱们人家讲究什么的，俺今天给伢们给人家，再不要给这些的了的，你这个拿手用不着的那个。
These unsurpassable and vast offerings. So we need to call these to mind, or at least have an understanding of what it refers to. Here we can recall to the Lama Chopa, the Guru Puja, at the beginning when one is establishing a visualization, there is a wish-fulfilling tree that one establishes. So this is included within the unsurpassable offerings, something that has been generated due to the incredible concentration of bodhisattvas, and the trees with all its beautiful flowers and fruits and so forth, so as described in the Lama Chopa practice. But in addition to something like that, which is beyond what us beings in the desire realm can encounter, also the incredible qualities of the bodhisattva's mind, these two are offered, their love, their great love, their great compassion, their bodhicitta, the six perfections of generosity and so forth. These incredible qualities of the bodhisattva, of the bodhisattva's mind, these two are offered and are included within unsurpassable offerings.
And Sambuja, Shihelia, Pemba, Jamni, Jaju Sem, Pajin to be Yanin, Denigi, and Lunga, Juba Shell, Pembig, that Sanjay, that Jaju Sabatamji, Denigi, Juba, the Pachi, Janji, Telia, Tepatich, Uki, Dina, Shishinia, Topper Show, Sembigi, the Molam, Deba, the Mon David, Top Chimbuki, Digi, Topigan, Monacasat, Dumba, Molam, Top Chimbuki, Tone, and this jar, and Jawatita Tamjil Puori is.
And the verse continues for this in the second line, appear before the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this is to whom the offering is being made, and this is the same as the visualization that has already been established. On every atom there's a Buddha in their pure land surrounded by a host of Bodhisattvas. So this is the second line, is to whom the offering is being made. The first line is what is being offered. And then the third line is the way the offering is made. So the intent or the mind of the person making the offering through the power of faith along with virtuous deeds. So that may perhaps through the power of faith in virtuous deeds, because this refers to the incredible virtuous deeds of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this was something we saw in the previous verse, the first to do with physical prostration, the term good conduct. Here it's been translated as virtuous deeds. So this refers to all the incredible qualities that of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, body, speech, and mind, that is being expressed in their varying good deeds, I think is how we had, or virtuous deeds, is being expressed in their varying virtuous deeds. Now this, and then this is made with sincere faith, faith that has come about in reflection, independence on one's prior reflections. The verse concludes with, I pay homage and make offerings to all the conquerors. So here in the second limb, that of offerings, those to whom we make the offerings is the same as we imagined for prostrations. So it's all the Buddhas, surrounded by bodhisattvas. So the what one imagines to whom one offered prostrations to and now makes offerings to is the same. And what is also the same is one makes offerings with the same attitude as when one offers prostrations, which is having recalled the great qualities of body, speech, and mind of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. One makes prostrations or offerings out of deep reverence for their qualities, wanting to generate merit so that one too can give rise to these same good qualities oneself to be of greatest benefit to all beings. So this too is the same for prostrations and for offerings. What differs is in this particular instance, this is the verse of unsurpassable offerings. So here, what is offered? That is different. These are the particular remarkable offerings that bodhisattvas do make. We spoke about the wish-fulfilling tree as well as the qualities within their minds. This is here what is being offered. So that is the particular or unique aspect of this particular verse, the offering of unsurpassable offerings.
So just to summarize the topic here of making offerings, those to whom the offerings are made is the same as those to whom the prostrations were offered, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that one has visualized. And one actually started that visualization earlier, even prior to coming to the seven limb practice. But in the context then of offerings, there are two types of offerings, the surpassable and the unsurpassable. The surpassable included all the varying types of flowers of humans and gods, and the clothing of great quality of humans and gods, and so forth. And then the unsurpassable offerings, which through the remarkable concentration of bodhisattvas, these can be made. So that's then what is offered. And then the motivation is that, just like with prostrations, through having a deep and sincere faith in the excellent qualities of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which has come about through one's own prior study and reflection, through one's deep faith in their qualities of body, speech, and mind, the independence on one's sincere faith in the qualities of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which are expressed, those mental qualities which are expressed through their physical behavior and their speech. One offers previously prostration. Here, one makes offerings out of faith and with the aspiration to generate the same good qualities oneself, to create the merit here, to aid one's ongoing spiritual development, one's later meditation, which will help bring about these good qualities within oneself.
So that's the mental component of making offerings. The physical component is one would you do the hand gesture of making offerings.
And then again, the Chihuahua said, "Don't want to be allowed to me, person to what, the person to what, previous and biggest, prayer." And then it's Susugi, that prayer, the Lia, Susugi, Kiawasa, she be gave it our Tigisha, Pushurwa, Susugi gave it our side, Susugi, Susugi, you be launch your method, and then you get there, and prayer, and then you get Yanchala, so but and chew that, then you get the bottom of your bada. And the Susugi, that's a Susugi, that's Kiawasa, she be gave it our Tigia, Susugi, then you get Chasalia, and Chig, ya prayer, get some dachi, prove it better. だんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだんだん 写什么写什么，书本的呀，这外头配合是个罗，配合是个罗，就是那电力给动员三包配合，电力给他，电力给动员，电力其实南面有古松土有一点，前几天来这些都准备三单的，等电力进怕强度出来呀，俺爹俩这些电力给配合了呀，改新做新闻的，电力给三单被搞过去呢，改新做新闻的配备搞了，政治也严重强度如何的。
安定的个这个嘛，伢们去的三大，就是今天该来了嘛，先把这边这个该来了嘛，怎么今天不要的，被压迫了三节都现在三大伢们去的，可不啦？那这个，哎，俺这个，确认俺心里说吧，谁都今天去伢们去吧，俩就随便伢们在去如果了吧？你那其他的都现在三大，就像这个，那你别伢们也，我说的今天去不也给三大他的，恰恰他去不也给的送过来。
短了呀，你别念了，离过来，随便念了，离过来，尊重念了，离了，读过来，念了，那定义真把讲出去，读过来，就像读书的，你那个念了，这些都，芒果之类，讲多了，你们都是离读下的，用过了吧？今天咋定啊？这个读书的什么单位呢？
1. Makes offerings, then you'll have your shrine already set up, and on there will be particular things that one's offering. At the very least, one will generally have water bowls. One may well also have food and flowers and so forth as one chooses. So there are actual things set out to offer. And then one, of course, engages in the practice with on the level of imagination too. And then one also holds in mind that this is being the mind being virtuous, one is creating merit, and this too then is offered. And how much virtue is accumulated is entirely dependent on one's motivation, one's state of mind, in that if one is merely reading words, if one's mind is distracted, then the amount of virtue one accumulates is quite limited. On the other hand, if one has thought well about this practice and the reasons for doing it, so much more merit will be offered because one will be much more mentally engaged and engaged with minds of much more powerful virtue than if one is merely reciting words and getting this part of the practice completed. And furthermore, so that's one point to make, to encourage you to, when you do the practice, to do it with full mental engagement. And secondly then, engage this practice within the support of the practices of bodhisattvas within the six perfections. To the extent of one's meditation, and to the extent of one's understanding of the Dharma topics and meditation, engage in this practice with an understanding of emptiness and dependence arising. Secondly, keep your mind as concentrated as one can, ideally free from distraction, and aid one's development of concentration. Take firm and definite delight in the practice,
which will come about naturally when one has generated the prime motivation of bodhicitta and when one understands the purpose of engaging in prostrations and offerings, which is to create merit in order to develop the good qualities of bodhisattvas and eventually buddhas within oneself. So therefore joyous perseverance will come about with ease. So too then will the practice of patience, because there are all too often hardships and difficulties, usually internal, when engaging in Dharma practice. But with joyous perseverance, as well as with the prior generation of bodhicitta, these can be quite skillfully dealt with. So in this way, one brings patience into one's practice. One's offerings will have been attained in an honest manner, and therefore ethical restraint is present too. And the practice of generosity itself, the practice of offerings itself, is an act of generosity. So in this way, when you engage in this practice, do so with an awareness, do so with the support of all six perfections. Do so with sincerity, and do so also with the support of your motivation of bodhicitta. In this way, incredible amounts of virtue can be created, as opposed to a mere recitation of words. So for those who have their education and meditated on this, I'd encourage you at a point such as this in the practice to rest for a while, stop for a while, and engage in the reflection on emptiness. In particular, in the context or within within the context of the emptiness of the three spheres. So one can think then that in terms of what has been offered, these substances, both those visualized and those actually present, or those imagined and those actually present, they appear to the mind in a particular way, but they do not exist in that way. Not only that, they have all come about independent on causes. Therefore, they do not exist in the way they appear. They are empty of existing in the way they appear. They are merely labeled by mind. So too, those to whom prostrations have just been offered, as well as those to whom offerings have just been made, the state of bodhicitta, the state of Buddhahood, comes about independent on causes. It does not exist inherently. And those beings who are bodhisattvas and buddhas, they cannot be found to exist in the way they appear. They too are merely labeled by mind. And as for myself, the practitioner, the spiritual aspirant, I also do not exist in the way I appear to my mind. I am empty of existing in the way that I appear to my mind, but I am merely labeled by mind. And at this point, rest in the awareness of emptiness. And in this way, not only have you accumulated merit through prostrations and offerings, but you have also accumulated wisdom, engaged in the accumulation of wisdom through your meditation on emptiness. So we can conclude here for this morning. This afternoon we'll continue from the next limb, that of confession. But if you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. Then, Ruby? With the four characteristics of karma, one is that it multiplies.
Yes.
This, yeah? Okay. No, these two don't have a relationship. The ability to emanate comes through the power of concentration. So this isn't related to that karma has the characteristic of multiplying. So these two are not related.
Okay.
That karma has the capacity to multiply. This is not something restricted to those who have powerful concentration, but is the case for all karma. Therefore, those without concentration, so if one could emanate, or if one emanated due to the karma having the characteristic of multiplying, then ordinary beings, those without concentration, would be able to emanate, which is not the case.